This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Usually we do a giveaway around that time, and we were going to give away a week for two in Tuscany, courtesy of Tuscan Women Cook. And we decided that Max would have won that no matter what, and you would have been on hold. No, I'm just kidding. Tuscan Women Cook, check it out. On the phone with me is Dan Stockamer. You've heard me talk about Prairie Hill Vineyards, a beautiful place to grow grapes here in Kansas. Yes, you can grow grapes here. And Dan has built what I think is probably one of the coolest event venues, a paradise. There's even a honeymoon suite, and you don't have to get married to stay there. You just have to plan ahead. And he puts on some great events. And one of them is, a long time ago, I set up a deal through our chapter of AIWF where the producer, husband and wife team of Bottle Shock came to town. And they met Dan and wanted to come out and see the vineyard, and I gave them my Cadillac. They drove out into the countryside, had a big time. And Dan's been carrying on that tradition of Bottle Shock for many years. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Guy. That's true. It was the beginning of my interest in Bottle Shock.
Yeah, and what a great movie. And it doesn't matter how many times you've seen it, it's still a great movie. Tell us about this event and how folks can be a part of it.
Okay. I agree with you. I've seen it seven times, and I want to see it again. So we scheduled it for next Friday, a week from last night. We're going to start at 8:30, probably get dark about 9. And so 8:30, we're going to have hot dogs, burgers, and some tea. And people can come out. If they bring a lawn chair, they can sit in the grass. If we'll have a few chairs around tables available as well. And the idea is just to have a great time watching the movie. We'll have some drinks available at the bar. I think we set a price just $10. For the whole car of people coming in, and then that's $10. Yeah. And then what we're going to do is for kids under 12, $5. So bring the kids out too, because it's a family friendly film.
Yeah, boy, you can say that again. And the pavilion is so cool, and you're investing a lot of money in having the technology set up, so it's not just going to be like an inflatable screen and a home movie thing. This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I got a guy coming out, and we're going to make it. Hopefully, we'll see how well it works, and if it works good and people like it, we'll do ever so often. I'm looking out now at 350 chairs set out over the lawn with this beautiful wedding that's being prepared, and it's really tough, Guy, having to go to weddings every weekend, but we're having such a great time out here hosting weddings for all these wonderful young people.
Oh, man, that is great. So how does somebody get involved? Do I need reservations to come out on Friday the 20th, 8:30 to 11:30?
Just show up. It's like going to the movies. I'm not going to require anybody. We'll have enough hot dogs. If we run short, we'll have to go get some more. But we're basically thinking maybe, 100 people. We'll see how many show up. If we have 25 people, we'll have a great time. If we have 250, we'll have to go get more burgers probably.
Well, one way you can do is go to Facebook in the events section and cruise up Movie Night Under the Stars, July 20th, and at least mark whether you're interested or going, and
yes.
It'll be a fun night.
If you could do that, that'd be great. We've got a whole bunch of interest. I mean, 400 and some. I mean,
yeah.
But I think we'll see how many show up. I'm excited just to see the movie. I've told so many people about it, and I said, if you've never seen Bottle Shock, you got to see Bottle Shock. It's sort of like Wine 101 to understand Napa County and what happened in the wine world, 30, 40 years ago to create this amazing industry that's blossomed from them.
Yep, it's a wonderful thing. Dan Stockamer, Prairie Hill Vineyards. The event is next Friday, July 20th, 8:30 to 11:30. It's out in Colwich, and you think, Colwich, where's that? Just go west on Kellogg. What is it, 215, isn't it, Dan? The
right, 215, right by Goddard.
And you turn north, and next thing you know, you're there up by 37th Street North. And what fun. Dan, have a great weekend, my friend.
Same guy. I want to go to Italy. Take care.
I'll keep you posted. See ya.
Okay, bye.
All right, we'll take one more quick break. We have what? Yeah, well, let's do that. Okay, so I get a press release about a book, and to make it more fun and more interesting, it's a local gal. Krista, are you there? Hello? Krista?
Yes?
There you are. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fat and old, but other than that, pretty good. Thanks for the book. This is so cool. We're going to talk about the book in a separate show sometime. But let's talk about what you're doing at the Kansas Grown Farmers Market on July 21st.
Yes. So Saturday, July 21st at 9 a.m., we're going to do a cooking demonstration highlighting some fresh in-season ingredients right now. And so we're going to do two recipes from the Eat Real Cookbook. And then we're going to do – I'm going to have cookbooks available, and we're going to do a book signing. So – if you would like to buy a book and have it signed by me, I would be happy to do that. But the two recipes, one will highlight turning zucchini into noodles. It's called Zoodles Gone Mediterranean.
Nice.
And it's a quick and easy meal. We're going to add some local sausage to it, but it's got a basil vinaigrette, super yummy. And the other recipe is using fresh corn on the cob, showing people a couple quick tips to cut corn off the cob, add awesome flavor to a real simple salad. So,
isn't it fun, especially this time of year when you can get some really great corn? My wife made lobster corn chowder last week.
Yes. And it's so easy to cook this time of year.
And yes, corn has some health things that are maybe less desirable depending on your diet, but the reality of it is, it's good for you, and it makes such – and the soup was almost sweet because the corn was so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, using fresh corn on the cob adds so much flavor. But this salad also works in cucumber, and it's got a honey lime vinaigrette, and it works in some other veggies. So it's a great balance of flavors where you're not just eating corn. So.
Well, I like it. And the book that is – going to be available to get an autographed copy. It's called Eat Real Cookbook, 28-Day Kickstart. Gain Real Health, Eating Real Food. I love the way it's laid out because anybody who has used a cookbook and assembled a recipe, no matter what your skills are, and you do all your mise en place and you get ready, and the cookbook page keeps flopping, and my wife has yellow stickies to flip back and forth. And this gives you recipes that are all on one page with a beautiful picture, and it's spiral bound. And that means
it's spiral bound, and it has an easel that pops out of the back, so it sits up on your counter.
See that?
Makes it super handy.
And look at you, flavor popcorn three ways, and nobody.
Well, and the cookbook has everything from like sweet treats to snacks to appetizers, so it's not just quick and easy meals, but it does give you an idea for 4 weeks. How do you pair an entree and side together and make it as easy as possible to just eat healthy and make it taste good?
Oh, man, the pictures. First I talk about Tuscan food, and now I'm looking through all of your stuff. Sweet potato kale frittata. So it is really pretty healthy stuff, but don't look at that as a bad thing. There's some magnificent recipes.
Right. Well, and it's really just focusing on real food. So it's showing people that it really can be simple if you just focus on real food. But we're going to help you help show you how to make it taste fantastic.
I love it. Folks, it's at the Kansas Grown Farmers Market. And I think earlier I might have misspoke and said the Old Town Farmers Market. That's the one on the
Kansas
plaza.
Kansas Grown.
Yeah, this is the
right
one.
At 21st and Ridge.
There you go. And it's July 21st. What time are you going on?
9 o'clock in their demonstration kitchen, which would be kind of considered like the southwest corner, I guess, of the market.
Mm-hmm.
They have an outdoor demonstration kitchen, and 9 o'clock.
Oh, man, I wish I could be there, but live radio, you know.
I know. It ties you up, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I might be able to make it. If you start at 9, you'll be done by 10. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll probably last about 40 minutes or so.
What a treat. Well, I look forward to meeting you one way or the other, and we'll talk more about the book And you can introduce me to Zonya, your partner.
Perfect.
And we can we'll have some fun talking about the book and what you guys have done. You've got a great website.
Thank you.
We'll share all that next time we talk, and it won't be long,
all right.
I promise.
Sounds great. Thanks, Guy.
Have a beautiful weekend. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, again, Eat Real Cookbook, and it's right around the corner, July 21st, next week, next Saturday, 9 a.m., at the Kansas-grown Farmers Market. You can go to a cooking demo. You can support a local gal who's done some great work. And you can learn more at eatrealamerica.com. That's their website. We take one more break. We come back. My favorite time of the show. Normally, I would start that segment with a pull of the cork, that beautiful popping sound that makes your lips smack. Now, I couldn't wait. Wait till you hear about this wine. And it's on sale for less than $11 at Jacob Liquor Exchange. I'll tell you all about it right after this quick message. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.